You know, earlier this week on Monday, we announced our lineup for our 2015 edition of our Branson Getaway, our little trip to Branson. I say little, not so little, a couple of busloads heading on down each year. We have a lot of fun with that. But since we've announced that on Monday, we've had a number of phone calls. We've had quite a few folks calling here this last few days, wanting to know more about some of the details and things and what have you. I should tell you, too, if you go online to KJAN.com, we do have all that information updated now for you. So if you want to check out the details for our 2015 Branson trip coming up this June, it's just as simple as doing that. If you go to our contest and programs page at KJAN.com, then what you'll find there is just kind of bullet points of the highlights of the trip. And then you'll also be able to dive right in at the bottom there and click on a couple of clickable links where you can find the actual itinerary for the event. Of course, the itinerary is always subject to minor changes. Nothing's set in stone necessarily, but we hope it's in stone as much as possible. But you can take a look at that, and we also put together a little FAQ, a frequently asked questions page there, too, from some of the common questions that we get from folks when they check it out. The price this year, the more we looked at it and stuff, boy, you know, last year the double occupancy rate for the trip was $500. And I was kind of concerned, you know, it seems like it's getting a little bit high for a four-day trip. And, you know, we want to keep it as reasonable as we possibly can and stuff, too. So we were able to get a little bit creative this year and actually added an extra show and cut $75 off the double occupancy price in doing that. Kind of amazing that we were able to work that out that way. But what do you get for your $425 double occupancy fee this year? Well, you get three nights lodging at the Camden Hotel and Conference Center. They take very good care of us there. You get eight meals included during the course of the trip. This year, we're going to do five shows. So your $425 so far is three nights hotel, eight meals, five shows. And in addition to that, we'll be hitting a couple of different attractions while we're there as well. Don't forget, there's deluxe motor coach transportation in there, too. We think it's a pretty good deal for you. So, and we've had a lot of great feedback over the years, too. And in fact, got a call here a couple of weeks ago. Woman called us and said, "Hey, I was just wondering, I'm not from here, but I moved here in the last year, and I've made some friends here locally." And she said, "I've been thinking about maybe going to Branson." And some of my friends that I've made here said, "Oh, you should check out KJAN. We go on their Branson trip. It's wonderful." We love to hear stories like that. We really appreciate it. You know how the world works. People are quick to complain about things they don't like, but they're very slow sometimes to actually compliment things they do like. So when we do hear those kinds of things, we sure do appreciate it because we do work awfully hard to make sure that you have a great experience. I know in the past, Chris and I have served as the tour guides, if you want to call it that, the chaperones. Not that those folks need much chaperoning, but, you know, we're the ones that help to coordinate things on the way. And, you know, it is work. You know, there's stuff to be done each day. We get up a little earlier than everybody else, and we're up a little later than everyone else. And, you know, it's a little warm, and we're hauling around coolers full of water and whatever else, you know, things like that. You know, there's work to be done and things, and sometimes you just kind of feel like you're not enjoying it. You know, if you've got all that extra work to do, you know, you want to enjoy it a little bit too, and sometimes it feels like the only time you get to sit and relax is during the show. And even then, sometimes you just want to close your eyes, take a nap. But we have a good time each and every time we go. Folks are such positive people to be around. They seem to enjoy it and have so much fun that it really isn't much like work for us, and we're just part of the group. So we appreciate that, too. It's a lot of fun each year. We've got a pretty good lineup going on, and just going over a few of those main questions that we've been getting from folks just through that frequently asked questions list, too. You know, obviously the main question is, when is the trip? Well, we're going to leave Tuesday, June 9th at about 7:30 in the morning. We'll take off. So folks will get in there a little bit earlier than that, and we usually have some rolls and coffee and juice for you as well since we're getting you up early in the morning to get you on the bus. And then we'll take off, and we'll be heading to Branson. We usually get into Branson around 4 o'clock thereabouts, give or take. And then we'll be in Branson until Friday, June 12th, and we'll have breakfast at the hotel that morning and then take off at about 8:30 in the morning, and that'll get us back in Atlantic It we tell people approximately 5 o'clock, but it's usually a little earlier than that. Now, we do make a couple of stops along the way, both sides. So we stop at a place called Osceola Cheese, which is about an hour and a half or so outside of Branson. It's just a good place to stop. It's very bus-friendly. It's a bathroom break and also a chance for folks maybe to check out some of the goods that they have there, too. We'll stop down and back at that location. And then there's also a place down in the Kansas City area where it's a good place to pull off. There are a lot of different things there. We will provide water and snacks on the bus, but we don't provide lunch on the bus. But we will stop at a couple of different spots, Osceola Cheese, and of course down in the Kansas City area too. So if you want to pick something up, there are different stores and stuff there too, and fast food places where you can pick something up there if you want to do that. So we are aware of those things. And of course we also need the potty breaks once in a while. We will have a location here in Atlantic where folks can leave their cars in a lot, but we don't provide security. We're not responsible for any of the damages there. Hopefully there aren't any, but we do park cars all together like that, so it's easy in and easy out when it's time to go. Now, who can go with us? Well, really anyone, but if you do have a child under 18 years of age, they do need to be accompanied by an adult. And we accommodate the first 100 people. We'll take up to 2 busloads each year. We've had anywhere from 70 to over 90 people go with us. So we've been nearly full a few times. But we'll take the first 100. We can accommodate up to 100 people who sign up before the deadline. Now, the deadline is March 31st this year. So you have about 2.5 months or so to get yourself signed up, a little over 2 months to get signed up. The cost, as I mentioned up front, is $425 per person. That's a double occupancy rate. It's if you want to stay 3 to a room, it's $390 a person. If you want to stay 4 to a room, it's $370 a person. If you just want a room all by yourself, that's $525 is the single occupancy rate. The payment is due at the time of registration, and payment can be made by check or cash. We apologize. We are not accepting credit card payment for that trip, but make out a check to KJAN, or you can bring cash. Now, people always ask, too, is it refundable? In case I change my mind, yes, to a certain extent. After March 31st, which is the sign-up deadline, we cannot offer refunds. That'll be the deadline there. So, I mean, if you change your mind before that, yeah, we can accommodate you. But after March 31st, we have to pay all the theaters, the bus company, the restaurants. We have to make all those payments. So after March 31st, we have nothing to refund you with. That money has all been spent. The tickets have been purchased and what have you. So, you know, in those kind of cases, we have had that come up before, but in those kind of cases, we've had people just find someone else to take their place and buy the trip from them and go instead, as long as they get us the information. So usually we always make it work out. We can make that all happen. So as I mentioned earlier, as far as the price goes and what's included, you get all the shows. There are 5 of them. Transportation, lodging, extras, breakfast and evening dinners are included. Lunches Wednesday and Thursday are included. There are 8 meals total. As I mentioned, we'll stop to and from Branson. Snacks and water will be provided on the bus. And a common question that we get from folks, too, on the trip is, what about tips when we go out to these restaurants? These folks treat us real well. They get us a large group, but they still get us in and out in a very reasonable time. What about tips? Well, tips are actually included in the price that you're paying, that $425 per person double occupancy. The tips are included, so that stuff's all included ahead of time. But if you really like your server and they've done a great job taking care of you, you're certainly welcome to leave a little extra for them as well, but it is included. Now, the shows this year, Mickey Gilley Show, the Good Old Boys Show, the Marty Robbins Show. So you're going to get a lot of country and that type of music through that. And we also have some different stuff, too, then, outside of the country. We're going to have the Liverpool Legends Show, which is a Beatles-based show. And then we're also going to have an Elvis show during that time as well. So we're going to take you back in time a little bit to some stuff that was pretty good. And then we'll also have a couple of different attractions. We'll be riding the ducks, and we'll be hitting the Butterfly Palace and Rainforest Adventure. We've had a lot of folks ask for that over time. And then another common question we get, will there be some time for shopping? Well, I guess the short answer is yes, but we do have a pretty full schedule planned, as you can imagine, with what we've talked about here, with 5 shows, a couple of attractions. So it is pretty full, but there will be a couple of short periods where if you want to do a little bit of that, you certainly can. And we've built in a rest period one of the days, too. You get an hour, hour and a half just to rest because we keep them pretty busy when we go. We're only there for a short period, so we might as well do what we can. So if you have any other questions that we haven't answered here yet, you can check it out again. Just go to the contest and promotions page at KJAN.com, and you can check out all the information we just shared with you. You can get a copy of that frequently asked questions list. You can get a copy of the itinerary as it stands right now for the trip, and you can find just some basic bullet point information about that. But if you do have any other questions that aren't answered, just give us a call here at the studio. Stacy can answer most of your questions, and if not, the rest of us can answer most of them as well. But do it quickly. Talk to your friends, your family. If you're thinking about getting on that trip, as we tell you every year, you want to get after it because, you know, it does. We have a period where it starts to fill up quite rapidly. So make sure you get on and don't miss out on an opportunity there, too. A lot of folks have a good time with that. And if that's something you want to do, so many folks around here go to Branson all the time. If that's something you want to do, make sure you get a chance to do it. It's easy. Just drop your luggage off, and we pretty much take care of the rest. Point the bus in the right direction, and away we go.